forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 43 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow Saturday through Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The seven justices of the Kansas Supreme Court released a statement on Tuesday regarding the October 12th security incident that disrupted access to information systems used by courts statewide. According to the statement from Kansas Supreme Court Chief Justice Marla Luckert and Justices Eric Rosen, Dan Biles, Caleb Stegall, Evelyn Wilson, K.J. Wall, and Melissa Standridge, quote, "This assault on the Kansas system of justice is evil and criminal. Today we express our deep sorrow that Kansans will suffer at the hands of these cyber criminals," end quote. Topeka police have made an arrest in the October 11th murder of Ray Juan Spicer. A shooting was reported in the 1200 block of Southwest Clay shortly before 5:45 p.m. Spicer was located suffering from a gunshot wound and pronounced deceased at the scene. Topeka police did arrest 17-year-old Reginald Rucker Placchio in connection with the homicide. He's now facing charges of murder in the first degree and criminal possession of a weapon. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
AAA wants to remind drivers to stay alert this holiday. More than 500,000 Kansans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday week. That's 2% more than last year, and AAA says that's because gas prices are 30 cents lower, and some gas stations in the state had gas prices as low as $2.67. Last year, the Kansas Highway Patrol did report there were 29 DUI arrests and one drunk driving crash during the Thanksgiving holiday week. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for alleged child sex crimes. The Finney County Sheriff has issued a warrant for the arrest of 44-year-old Jose Cardenas Rodriguez in connection with rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Now, he has been known to live and work in the Garden City, Liberal, and Dodge City areas. Anyone with information on his whereabouts, please call Crime Stoppers at 620-275-7807. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. Court records show 27-year-old Ryan Rivera Meister pleaded no contest and was convicted on Tuesday of felony attempted child abuse. Rivera Meister was accused of killing 16-month-old Xavier Ruiz Alvarado in August of 2016. Court records indicate the child, who Rivera Meister had been watching for his girlfriend, died from head and stomach wounds consistent with blunt force. Rivera Meister is being held at the Hall County Detention Center. He'll be sentenced on February 26th of next year. The max penalty for a conviction on felony attempted child abuse is 50 years in prison. The Douglas County Health Department says it's seeing an increase in COVID-19, flu, and RSV cases. Being up to date on your vaccinations is part of what the health department recommends to help protect yourself against respiratory viruses. They also recommend you wash your hands and cover your cough. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be our national bird. At Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, when you pluck our turkeys, we give you the Benjamins. Swipe your Seven Clans rewards card to win instantly. And every Saturday, one player will win $10,000 for plucking one of our turkeys. Ben Franklin would be proud. Seven Clans First Council Casino is the home of life-changing jackpots. Win Benjamins this November. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brenda Spencer with the Kansas State Historic Preservation Office addressed downtown Marysville business owners Thursday morning, as she is currently doing building surveys, which will be used to define a historic district, which could qualify much of the downtown area for potential tax credits and grants toward rehabilitation, restoration, and improvement efforts. Her work was initiated by the Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Spencer talks about the Register of Historic Places.
Register of Historic Places is the country's official list of historically significant properties. The Register of Kansas Historic Places is our state's official list of historically significant properties. The National Register was established in 1966. The Kansas Register was established in 1977. Though all properties included in the National Register in Kansas are also listed on the State Register, not all properties listed in the State Register are listed on the National Register.
Significant benefits include the distinction, ability to retain historic character, and the financial incentives for work done on contributing properties.
The primary benefits, or the primary pros to establishing a historic district in your downtown is reputation. It's tourism, it's promotional efforts based on, I mean, there are travelers that go visit historic districts. It does help protect the historic character of your building, you know, as communities experience growth.
The boundary would include all buildings between Center and Broadway extending from 5th to 11th Streets, those properties north of Center from 6th to 9th Streets, and those south of Broadway from 8th to 10th. This area includes 86 potential units with historic character at least 50 years old. As the study moves to an application phase, a majority of building owners in the district would decide if the project moves forward.
In my opinion, it really is all or nothing. Majority rules, you guys are going to decide whether you want to proceed with the historic district.
Brenda Spencer noted that restrictions as to building improvements or renovations would only be under state supervision if the project were being used toward tax credits. Any work done with private investment will not be subject to any restrictions unless work is done which would require a city building permit. Interim City Administrator Jeff Peterson was present and noted that only major projects currently require a city permit, but the council may be well served in pursuing additional incentives or rules for consistency if a historic district designation is desired.
It's not unusual for cities to enact ordinances that deal with historic districts that may, in effect, put more stringent requirements in building permits or building modifications in an historic district. So I think that's part and parcel to this whole thing. Is okay, it's probably going to stimulate some interest in some local initiatives, regulations, whatever, that would complement the historic district, because after all, the idea here is to serve, if it really is, are not just the buildings in terms of structure and everything else, but historic integrity of.
Work on the building surveys continues, and application details could be finalized toward the first of next year. The entire application and approval process could take until late 2024 or 2025 to be complete, allowing for tax credit applications and incentives. At such time, if the project is fully approved, any application for tax credits would be subject to State Preservation Office review to ensure compliance with restrictions, and then could be eligible for up to 40% credits for improvements to contributing properties within the historic district. A Christmas lighting ceremony is planned Friday evening 5 until 7 at the Pony Plaza in downtown Marysville. Small Business Saturday is November 25th. 48th Annual Odell Craft Show is Saturday, hosted by the Odell Area Community in Richmond, and runs from 9 until 3. Barnes' annual light and horse-drawn parade is Saturday evening. The parade begins at 7. Blue River's area Mercy Meals, southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, will be packing 60,000 meals Monday, November 27th, at the Odell Community Building. They're in need of volunteers and will run at least 4 lines on each of 6 shifts, 2 hours per time shift. Time slots are 8 to 10, 10 to noon, noon to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, and 6 to 8 p.m. Help on the cleanup shift also appreciated. Volunteers may contact the State Bank of Odell to sign up for a shift or learn more on Facebook at Mercy Meals Odell.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A celebration of life service for Olivia A. Opie Huddleston, who passed away recently, will be held Saturday, November 25th from 10 until 2 at the Allstadt Community Center in Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. And mostly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. A slight chance for some snow showers throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some flurries may continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s and mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Staying a bit warmer into Monday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s and clear skies Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Even warmer by Tuesday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 40s and mostly clear skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 52, record high on this date 73. The average low 29 and the record low was 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 5:09.
Think you know a few things about turkey? We will put your aptitude to the test on a Turkey Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone, group chat, smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time, no waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-497-0329. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-497-0329 and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-497-0329. That's 888-497-0329 and manage your diabetes as easy as...
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 23rd, the 327th day of the year. Actor Boris Karloff was born on this day in 1887. Thanksgiving Day calls for some fun turkey trivia, and here are some of our favorite tidbits. Roast turkey was reportedly the first meal on the moon enjoyed by the Apollo 11 astronauts. They're truly ancient birds, inhabiting North America for at least 10 million years. It may seem slow and awkward, but turkeys can run up to 25 miles per hour and fly up to 50 miles per hour. And here's one to stump your turkey dinner guests with. How many towns in the U.S. are named after turkey? We found three: Turkey, Texas, Turkey, North Carolina, and Turkey Creek, Louisiana. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ashley Home Store in Beatrice says thank you. As Stan and Judy Meyer are retiring and selling the operations effective December 1st, they thank all of their loyal friends and customers. As a small token of appreciation, 100% of sales last Thursday were donated to the food pantries in Beatrice, Wymore, Marysville, and Fairbury, with a whopping $12,700 contributed. All staff will remain with the store in transition to new owners of the Ashley Home Store at the Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Harmless Trucking knows the holiday season is for cherishing the good memories and being thankful for all the blessings of the past year, wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving filled with good food and the comforting presence of friends and family. From Harmless Trucking in Seneca, commercial trucking, and truck and trailer repair. CNK Service is wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, full of heartwarming things to be thankful for, like the sharing of holiday comfort foods and making new memories with loved ones that will be cherished for a lifetime. Have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from all of us at CNK Service in Sabetha. Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated wishes everyone in Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas a happy Thanksgiving. From Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. The Kansas State Wildcats remain in the top 25 rankings. The latest college football playoff ranking has K-State at number 19 compared to number 21 last week. However, after the loss, the Jayhawks fell out of the top 25. The Cats now have senior day on Saturday against Iowa State with kickoff at 7 p.m. on Fox. NFL players say Arrowhead Stadium is the best venue in the league to play in. That's according to an anonymous poll of 85 NFL players from The Athletic. Kansas City's famous home had the highest percentage of players, 17.9%, voted as the best stadium in the NFL. That beat out Minnesota's U.S. Bank Stadium, L.A.'s SoFi Stadium, as well as Lambeau Field for the best venue in the league among players. MetLife Stadium, home of the Jets and Giants, FedEx Field, which houses the Washington Commanders, and Highmark Stadium, home of the Bills, were among the worst venues in the league, according to players. Mid-America Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Kansas volleyball's Reagan Cooper snags multiple awards after impressive performances on the court. Cooper was named the AVCA TerraFlex Division I National Player of the Week and Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after showing her skills against BYU and Baylor. She tied her career high with 25 kills to beat number 13 BYU 3-1 in Utah, the first team to beat the Cougars at home this season. This is Cooper's second time being named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. K-State women's basketball player Ayoka Lee was one of five to be named this week's Ann Myers Drysdale National Player of the Week by the United States Basketball Writers Association. This is Lee's third time making it on the list, first on January 4th of 2022, and then 3 weeks later on January 25th. Lee averaged 21 points, 8.5 rebounds, and one steal in two games that ended in wins against second-ranked Iowa and Wisconsin. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wire vines small round leaves growing along thin wire-like stems add charm to any indoor plant collection. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow creeping wire vine in the same container as some of your larger indoor plants. Allow it to creep over the soil and trail down the side of the pot. Or take advantage of the way it grows and plant it in a hanging basket. You might even try training it over a shaped wire frame to create interesting designs and topiaries. Also known as maidenhair and angel vine, this plant prefers bright light and moderately moist soil spring through fall. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil begins to dry. Move your wire vine to a cooler, draft-free location and water less often during the winter. Use a pruner or sharp scissors to remove wayward stems and encourage fuller growth. Use these trimmings to start new plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Join the Small Business Celebration this Saturday, November 25th in downtown Marysville. Register from 8 till 9 a.m. The first 100 shoppers receive a goodie bag provided by Marysville Chamber Businesses. Grab a free Christmas photo at Santa's house, fill out your holiday wish list, catch hourly promotions, and a free showing of Wish at the Astro 3 Theater. Enjoy the fun and shop local this Small Business Saturday and this holiday season in Marysville. An invitation from Tony's Meat Market, Stacy Latta, your farmer's insurance agent, MSC Boutique, and Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Serve something memorable this holiday season with Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Prime rib for holiday dinners, pre-order yours at Tony's. The best assortment of beef, chicken, pork, and seafood, also offering ice cold beer. Meat always fresh, never frozen all year round. Order your holiday meat and cheese trays for the party or as a gift for a special business, customer, or family member in town. Gift baskets or gift certificates available and perfect for everyone. Stop by Tony's Meat Market today along Highway 36 across from the Superwash in Marysville.
Ladies, elevate your style with our latest arrivals at MSC Boutique. Whether you're looking for a chic t-shirt or a trendy kimono, we've got you covered. Stop in our shop in downtown Marysville and inquire about our MSC rewards and start earning points today. Let our staff help you live your life with confidence. MSC Boutique, feel good fashion for everyday life.
Are you looking for home, auto, recreational vehicle, commercial, or life insurance coverage tailored just for you? See Stacy Latta, your local farmer's insurance agent in downtown Marysville at 712 Broadway. Stacy also offers a range of Medicare options to fit your needs, whether it's Medicare Advantage, prescription drug, Medicare supplement, or dental and vision plans for seniors. She has you covered. Farmers Insurance, because protecting what matters most is always a smart choice. Call Stacy Latta today at 785-562-5169.
At Sunflower Community Credit Union, we're proud to give back to our community through initiatives like Debit for a Difference, a program that provides local educators with grants for their classroom, which helps them make a difference in our schools, along with Save at School, an innovative way for students to learn the value of saving money. Kids can open their very own savings account, making financial education fun and accessible. Join Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville and become part of a financial family committed to your success and the success of our community.
An invitation to shop local this holiday season from Tony's Meat Market. Stacy Latta, your farmer's insurance agent, MSC Boutique, and Sunflower Community Credit Union.
It's hard to imagine that a place once known for mining iron would become an area that was later recognized for growing bountiful crops. That's exactly what happened here. And thanks to that fact, you may just get one of your favorite holiday dishes. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Glenn Reed helps oversee a farm that is over a century and a half old.
A.D. Makepeace Cranberry Company was started by Abel Dennison Makepeace. It was started about the mid-1800s.
This area of southeast Massachusetts was known for producing iron, though.
It wasn't a very good iron. It was found in the marshes up here. And what they'd do is they'd actually float the iron down these canals, down to the mills down below, and make nails and cannonballs, things like that.
But in the latter half of the century, better iron was found to the west, and another industry, so to speak, moved in.
So a lot of the iron mills around here closed up and went out to Pennsylvania, left this area open for growing cranberries. It was a good area for growing cranberries. A lot of swamps, cedar swamps, maple swamps, brown brush swamps, that were easily converted into cranberry bogs.
Cranberries grew naturally around the swamps here, so early farmers knew this would be a good location to begin larger production of the crop.
Cranberries take a lot of water and a lot of sand, which we have both of. So in the 1800s, you needed the water. You need to have the berries flooded different parts of the day, certain times of the year, for irrigation, for frost, and for winter floods.
Today, production has changed. Although the sandy soils and ample water of the area are still a great asset. Next time, we'll look at just how the operation works on the largest such farm in the country. As we travel the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Gardening season gets here, you'll be eager to shove that spade in the dirt. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You don't want a dull edge, so now is a good time to sharpen your garden tools as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have a bunch of garden tools that could probably use a good sharpening. It's not hard to do, and I'll thank myself come spring when I'm ready to use them again. Craig Sachs is an extension ag agent at the University of Wisconsin. He says sharpening garden tools is an art.
But it doesn't have to be perfect, so something is better than nothing. Most hoes and shovels come with a preset blade angle from the manufacturer, which makes the sharpening process much easier. Sachs recommends using a 10-inch mill file.
I'll clamp the tool down securely. I'll be wearing, for safety reasons, leather gloves and safety glasses, and I will put that file down on the tool and push it away from me to sharpen that edge. Now, as I'm doing that, with both my hands, I can adjust that angle as I'm pushing away, and I can also watch that angle to make sure that it stays the same.
The mill file is Sachs's go-to sharpening device for most of his tools. But with pruning shears, he uses what he calls a pocket file, which looks like an overgrown mechanical pencil. It's best to sharpen your tools moving away from the blade edge so you don't cut yourself. But there is an exception. Sachs says when you sharpen away from the blade's edge, you create a metal burr on the back of the blade's cutting edge.
You need to clear that burr off of there before that tool is completely sharp. If you were to clamp down on that pruning shears and not have removed that burr, you will have damaged that cutting edge. So if it's possible in a safe fashion, I would encourage you to consider sharpening those into the cutting edge.
The burrs can be scraped off with a file or sandpaper. So how do you know when the tool is sharp enough? You can carefully feel the edge with your fingers or just look at the bevel and angle. Find more tips for sharpening your garden tools at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh. U.S. corn farmers grow green energy. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. As we seek out more green energy sources, America's corn farmers suggest we look no farther than the nearest cornfield. Corn is used as food for people, feed for livestock, and a feedstock for ethanol to fuel our motor vehicles. Richard Severson is a fourth-generation farmer from Clontarf, Minnesota, and president of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association.
I talk to folks who don't know much about ethanol, and I hear all the emphasis on putting up solar panels or wind turbines or whatever. I ask folks to, as they drive across the country, to look at all these acres of cornfields and just think of those green leaves as solar panels. That's what they essentially are. They're gathering solar energy. They're storing it as carbohydrates in the plant and in the grain.
Those same corn plants also store carbon in the soil. Severson appeared in a recent episode of the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts.
My goal is I've got a son and a couple of little grandsons. I don't know what their future holds, but they do like being outside when they hear tractors running. I sure will want this ground to be better than I found it, and I certainly hope that the ethic that they inherit from me and from their dad would keep that going into the future.
There's a link to that podcast on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be a land auction for the Raider Trust, sold in two tracts, located northwest of Seneca, this Saturday, November 25th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. These are a good location on asphalt roads with development potential possible as home sites. They will be sold separately, not combined. They're very good farms with a history of producing good yields. The five-acre tract with a residential home and buildings is not included. Tract 1 is 80 acres more or less with 71 acres tillable, balanced in small creek and waterways. Tract 2 is 135 acres more or less, 125 acres tillable, balanced small creek and waterways. Very good access to both tracts with roads on two sides. This land auction for the Raider Trust, Saturday, November 25th, begins 10 a.m. at Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. For inspection or details, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm with Seneca Realty. Seneca Realty will conduct the auction.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go into legislative session of 2024 for our state elected officials, one of the conversations that needs to happen, especially on the agricultural side of things, includes the conversation of water conservation. As State Representative Joe Seiwert from District Number 101 and a farmer out of Pretty Prairie says, it's been a conversation for years, and he says it's been a frustrating conversation as former Governor Sam Brownback started the conversation about water conservation for the Ogallala Aquifer, and says that since then, the conversation hasn't progressed much.
Previous governor tried to handle some of that in 2012, put a moratorium on new wells. Conservation, you know, we do everything we're supposed to learn conservation and come out with better systems. Yeah. It's kind of an oxymoron that I worked in a mailroom for this little company, you know, I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And one of my buddies, you know, I was going to the University of Nebraska, and he was working there too. So he went to work for an internship after he got out of college for Valmont Industries.
Okay.
They're the inventor of the circular irrigation in the 1970s. Well, that was a huge change to irrigation. You know, you didn't have to move all the pipes. So we irrigate. And it's a good idea. It gives you crops in the bad years and stuff like that. But then we come along, and 45 years ago, we created the Department of Water Resources to manage the water.
Right.
I'm a farmer, and I've tried to get my permits and park them and not use them. But we have a stupid little rule called use it or lose it. Did you ever hear of that rule?
Oh, yes.
That's the most, you know, previous governor tried to get rid of it. Boy, they tried to crucify him. Well, why?
Why?
And it, we're supposed to be saving. So now we do conservation work. And on those circles, they had the impulse sprinklers like you see on golf courses. They're a different sprinkler, but they're same, but they're not.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
They shoot it up there 50 feet in the air and kind of evaporation. So the actual water hitting the ground could be 20, 40, 50% less, depending on 100 degrees. So we do conservation. Now you see the drop sprinklers.
Right.
So we conserve them.
Out against State Representative Joe Seiwert from District Number 101 and a farmer out of Pretty Prairie. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's the extravagant Black Friday sale, Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th. We only have zeros for you. Zero down, zero payments until January 2024, 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on all new SUVs.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Let's keep the zeros going and take a bunch off the price. We're taking up to $15,000 off MSRP on brand new F-150s. Plus, you'll get a $500 gift card with the purchase of all new or used vehicles during our extravagant weekend.
Absolutely unbeatable.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Finance offers over the approved credit. Not all will qualify. Interest accrues from date of sale. $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes negative equity. Up to $60,000 MSRP in stock excludes Bronco. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 11/25/20.
Save big during the Black Friday sale and Small Business Saturday, November 24th and 25th at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville with 20% off shirts, boots, shoes, hats, jewelry, and other accessories. 15% off jeans and toys. Plus drawing in store for a chance to win Durango or Twisted X boots or a Valley Vet Ariat gift package. Black Friday sale and Small Business Saturday, November 24th and 25th at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
Big data is exploding on the agriculture scene. Should you embrace the new technology? Well, that depends on its worth to you on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When new technology comes out in agriculture, farmers usually have one of two reactions. They're scared of it, or they can't wait for all the potential opportunities. After a while, it's apparent what the technology can and can't do, and farmers determine whether they should use it on their farm. Shannon Farrell is an associate professor of ag economics at Oklahoma State University. He says whether it's small data technology specific to one farm or big data, which may encompass thousands of farms, the information is only as good as that data's reliability.
So if we're going to aggregate data across tens of thousands of farms, number one, we probably need some sort of standard data language to make that kind of communication happen. We've got to understand that data from this farm stacks up apples to apples compared to the data from this farm. So you need a standard means of calibrating those sensors and making sure that they actually are saying the same thing.
Farmers often wonder if they own the data and how much is it worth. His answer is, what's the data worth to you?
Is the value of that data just simply knowing how you performed last year and you want the pride of knowing that I did really well? Or are you going to actively use that data to make management decisions that hopefully will make your farm more profitable? So if you're really able to determine what the value of that data is in terms of how you set your decisions for the year going forward, that probably dictates what that data's value is to you.
And then there's privacy. How much would you pay to have that data kept secret? It's an important topic for some, and others say, I don't care. Put my data on the web.
I'm Jody Henke. Get in the discussion about farm data at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Back at it again on Friday after the Thanksgiving celebration. Wrapped up on Wednesday this week. Kind of mixed across the board, but mostly lower for the grain market. Livestock was also mostly lower on the board as well. We'll see what's in store for us when markets open up again on Friday morning for a shortened trading day going back into another weekend. As we look at some of the crops and some of the volatility that we are seeing at the end of 2023, Brad Rippey, a U.S. Department of Agriculture meteorologist, talks about the good news that we are seeing when it comes to winter wheat crops across the nation with the latest crop progress report, even with the ongoing drought conditions.
USDA has just released its final count of winter wheat planting progress,
showing 95% of the winter wheat planted on the 19th of November, 1 point behind the five-year average, 3 points behind last year's 98%.
But USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says we may be slightly behind on planting, but for emergence, that's a different story.
Most areas, even in drought-affected areas, getting enough moisture to promote emergence of the crop.
And so 87% of the crop is up as we start this week. That's a little more than average, more than this time a year ago. And finally, here are the condition ratings for the crop.
We are at 48% good to excellent. That's a 1 point improvement from last week. 17% very poor to poor, no change from last week.
But both numbers a lot better than a year ago when only 32% of the crop was rated good to excellent. 33% was in poor to very poor shape. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Markets did wrap up on Wednesday with Kansas City wheat for December slightly lower, down by 1.25 to 614.5. March KC wheat was down 1.25 at 6.24¼¢. Corn market, same story. December down 1.25 to 6.48¾. March was down 1.25 at 6.87¾. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say. Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's the extravagant Black Friday sale, Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th. We only have zeros for you. Zero down, zero payments until January 2024, 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on all new SUVs.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Let's keep the zeros going and take a bunch off the price. We're taking up to $15,000 off MSRP on brand new F-150s. Plus, you'll get a $500 gift card with the purchase of all new or used vehicles during our extravagant weekend.
Absolutely unbeatable.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Finance offers are with approved credit. Not all will qualify. Interest accrues from date of sale. $16.67 per month per 1,000 finance. Excludes negative equity. Up to 60,000 MSRP in stock excludes Bronco. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 11/25.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the power tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The U.S. Agency for International Development recently awarded $22 million to Kansas State University to lead the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab. Director of the lab, Jagger Harvey, discusses what the team of experts around the world will work to accomplish.
So this particular innovation lab is focused on climate resilient cereals. So the cereals that it focuses on are millet, sorghum, wheat, and rice. And about 60% of cereals globally are rain-fed, so they're not irrigated. And what this innovation lab does is it works on upstream germplasm enhancement. So the basic seeds in a breeder's toolbox that they use to cross and produce the varieties that Kansas farmers or Kenyan farmers or farmers around the world ultimately plant in their fields.
The lab is valuable in hoping to help prepare for the growing world population.
Really, what USAID's vision for this program was, it's again to really move the needle, since we have to have 70% more cereal production by 2050 to feed the estimated 10 billion people that there will be in the world in a harsher and harsher climate. So they really wanted to make sure that they supported the land grant system to flex our full capacity to move the needle to produce climate resilient cereals.
Harvey says how they want the lab to come together to support work that experts are already doing in the field.
There are some fantastic breeders that we're partnering with around the world. They're already extremely successful at producing varieties that farmers and consumers prefer in their countries. Many of them have been trained in advanced universities here in the U.S. land grant system as well and gone back. So looking forward, we want to equip them so that within and beyond this program, they can continue adapting their breeding efforts to a changing climate, using things like computer modeling to look into their crystal ball, see what the climate might be like in 10 years, decide if they want to continue planting corn in certain parts of the country or if something like sorghum and millet will fare much better. And so we want to deliver for USAID, for U.S. agriculture, for global agriculture to continue increasing yield stability in a changing climate so that we can honestly have a more stable world. So really it's a win-win. We're working together through this program. We can really make sure that collectively we can have that 70% more cereal production that's needed by 2050.
That was Jagger Harvey, director of the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab at K-State, on how this team will work together to support the needs of people in the U.S. and across the globe. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thurgood Ag Sales is featuring a fall special on Total Foss Plus. This low-salt starter fertilizer with biotech makes nutrients more available for plant uptake, breaking down organic material into molecules small enough for plants to absorb through the cell walls. This provides maximum phosphorus safely at planting, encourages seedlings to develop more rapidly, increasing water use efficiency, and promotes early plant formation and growth. 829.2, just 465 per gallon. Or 829.2 blend with zinc and sulfur, 550 per gallon, with November delivery and payment by December 10th. Call Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville today, 785-562-7157.
KNDY.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love. To see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her. Yeah.
hope she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she were. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.